To say the past week has been an eye-opening whirlwind for a group of locals now visiting Kenya likely isn't an overstatement. Fred Hacker and 10 others from the Midland Penetanguishene area, who are involved with Life 4 Kids Canada, have been working hard to improve the facility that's home to underprivileged boys living in the impoverished African country. Hacker has been sending Midland Today, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today, a daily diary to try to best capture the sights and sounds of the experience by those who arrived at the beginning of the month with a steadfast plan to do whatever they could to improve lives of boys who live at the home purchased earlier this year by the charity, which counts many locals as donors. Hacker recounts their recent arrival and the amazing reception they received with singing, dancing, musical instruments, and flags waving. It was just the start of an awesome day. There are currently about 24 boys living in the home located near the capital Nairobi, but Hacker says they're hoping to soon fill the home to its 40-person capacity. Hacker, who notes the trip cost each participant about $6,000, says that without initiatives like this one, the beneficiaries might not make it into adulthood, given how rough life can be for an abandoned or homeless boy living on Nairobi's gritty streets. The local contingent experienced those gritty streets firsthand with a visit to Nairobi's slums from where the charity's current residents initially resided. The people who inhabit the slums of Nairobi are beautiful, Hacker notes. Physically attractive, warm, open, and happy. Remarkably happy and content despite their lot in life. The children are clean, look healthy, are shy and curious. We were welcomed into the slums because they know the Life 4 Kids staff. They appreciate the care for needy boys. One of the staff members was born into one of the slums. He grew up at Life 4 Kids, got a college degree in social work, and returned as a caregiver. We were also accompanied by another boy from the slums who was raised by Life 4 Kids. He now is a police officer and is revered by local residents. In one particularly poignant moment back at the home, Life 4 Kids Secretary Nancy Hargrave planted a tree at the home to commemorate the group's visit and the organization's earlier home purchase. In another scene, the boys happily looked through the contents of 12 bags of gently used clothing the group brought from Canada. The Canadian contingent also visited the boys' school and went to a vibrant church service during their stay. On a final day, filled with joy and emotion, the group dedicated the completed projects, which include a new library and a computer lab set up with Wi-Fi and internet access. This is so significant for the boys because they do not even have computers in their schools, one daily report reads. They are excellent students and this will further their educational pursuits. The library and computer lab were made possible by donations from the Rotary Club of Midland and Rotary District 7010. A plaque will be hung commemorating that donation. The library and computer lab were dedicated to the memory of Pastor Martin Giebel of St. Mark's Anglican Lutheran Church, a former director of Life 4 Kids Canada, who died tragically this past summer. His memory will live on with the boys to whom he was so devoted, the diary notes, pointing out a special balcony area for the little boys was established with a table and small chairs where they can gather to read. The volunteers also worked with the boys and staff to create a wonderful garden with vegetables and fruit trees to help with self-sustainability. It is now called the Rotary Garden of Love. Following the dedication ceremonies, we were treated to wonderful entertainment with the boys singing and dancing, reciting scripture and reciting poems, the another report notes. There were numerous speeches of thanks and farewell from the staff, board members, school officials, representatives of their church and friends of the home. Finally, it was time to go. We received the most wonderful, warm and enthusiastic farewell from all of the staff, boys and visitors. We leave with memories that will last a lifetime. While we have a feeling of satisfaction with the work we have done, including the purchase of the home, we recognize that there is still much more that can be done. As the group departed for another adventure of a lifetime, heading to Masai Mara National Reserve where Hacker says they're hoping to see the big 5 inches, lions, leopards, rhinos, buffalo and elephants, they received a message of thanks and deepest gratitude from Life 4 Kids Kenya CEO Jenny Wasika. Your time, energy, and incredible dedication have left an unforgettable mark on our hearts, Wasika notes. You have given them not only a space to learn and grow, but also a symbol of hope, curiosity, and connection to the wider world. For this, we are endlessly grateful. Wasika says the group's presence and willingness to give so selflessly has created a ripple effect that will continue to inspire, nurture, and empower everyone who passes through the Life 4 Kids home. She adds, "The garden you planted will grow, much like the seeds of knowledge and encouragement you have planted." To learn more, visit the organization's website.